Yeah, there it is.
Let's try that with a mouth blow.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to put this rascal down just like that right there, and I think it'll stay there.
Yeah.
Get better.
When Doc was young, he got a harmonica. That was the first instrument he got, and he rigged up a thing, using a big wire on a big grain door, and hooked it up so he could twang the wire and play the harmonica at the same time, so he could accompany himself. And
like a drone on a bagpipe, you know, the drone note. Y'all are familiar with the bagpipe. Yeah.
So he was inventive musician from the time he was a little kid. How old were you when you did that, Doc?
I was 11, I think.
Let's hear if this barn door is
10 or 11, another year.
See if this thing is in tune with you.
From 6 years old to 11, you do learn a few notes on the harp, you know. If you've got one about every year, sometimes two. If you're a good boy, you might get one for your birthday. And those quarters and half dollars were kind of hard to come by during the Depression, you know. That's when I was growing up.
Yeah.
What you want me to play right here?
Why don't you do Jimmy Sutton or one of those, or Molly Hare and Jimmy Sutton.
Okay.
Let's get this barn door a little more in tune, Doc.
Huh?
Let's get this barn door in tune.
Okay.
This is actually an instrument called a mouth bow, but
that's a prehistoric instrument.
Yeah, this is who it really truly is. You saw the banjo that was in those pictures that I took a picture of that Doc's dad made from when he was little, made out of a cat skin. Well, they used to make these the strings. They didn't have guitar strings, so they used cat guts for the strings of the mouth bow. It was really hard on the cats, but it made a pretty great little instrument.
You know,
am I with you now? A little bit better.
That's pretty close, huh?
Let's try.
That's as close as I ever got that thing on that sliding door tuned up.
But that's right.
I'll play old Molly Hare first, and then I'll play Jimmy Sutton. We'll start it over again.
All right.